Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. The White House has accused judges on the Supreme Court of intruding into the responsibilities of state governments after they struck down a restrictive abortion law in the conservative state of Louisiana. President Trump had promised during his 2016 campaign to appoint justices who would overturn any attempts by pro-choice activists to block laws limiting abortion. Anti-abortion campaigners were left disappointed, but campaigner Alexis McGill Johnson, president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, lauded the court's decision.
I think it's just a sigh of relief. You know, I had the pleasure of being in the courtroom to hear the argument being heard, how brilliantly and beautifully argued it was. It means that women in Louisiana have access to abortion. And what could have happened would have been that they would have had even less access than they do have already. And it could have had a ripple effect across the country.
The social media site Reddit has shut down a forum used by supporters of President Trump. It was one of around 2,000 forums banned for violating rules against promoting hate. One of the most notorious serial killers in the United States has pleaded guilty to the first charges against him. Joseph James DeAngelo, a former police officer in California, was arrested in 2018 on the basis of DNA evidence. Peter Bowes is in Los Angeles.
It's a case that had been frustrating investigators really for decades. So rapes and murders across California between 1974 and mid-1986. And the details are really extraordinary and quite gruesome. Investigators did eventually connect these assaults in Central and Northern California with a series of murders in Southern California, at least 13 murders. And that's when he became known as the Golden State Killer.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has given the European Union's ambassador 3 days to leave the country. The expulsion of Isabel Briante Pedrosa is in retaliation for the EU's announcement on Monday imposing sanctions against 11 Venezuelan officials, including MPs, a magistrate and a military chief, for acting against the National Assembly. This is the moment President Maduro made the announcement on national television.
I have decided to give the European Union ambassador in Caracas 72 hours to leave our country and to demand respect from the European Union. That is enough. Who are they to sanction? Who are they to try to prevail with threats? Who are they? Enough.
The company behind the world's most famous acrobatic circus troupe, Cirque du Soleil, has filed for bankruptcy protection after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to cancel dozens of shows in the US, Europe and Australia. The company, based in Canada, saw its income vanish overnight. BBC News.